It's Reading with Rella B.
Rella B.
I just have one question. Are you ready?
Yeah.
Are you ready?
To come along with me.
Are you ready?
Yeah.
To imagine with Rella B.
Friends, and welcome back to Reading with Rella B. If you're new here, I'll go ahead and let you know a little bit about what's going to happen today. First, we are going to get our brains and bodies ready for our awesome story time, and after, we're going to be listening to an amazing story. But to get our brains and bodies ready, we're going to be doing some stretching, and then we're going to do a riddle. So let's go ahead and get into our stretch. We are going to take our arm and cross it over our body. So take one arm and cross it over to the other side of your body, and then pull it back with your other arm and stretch it. Stretch it and hold a little bit. And now we're going to switch arms. We're going to take the arm, cross it over our body, and then pull it and stretch it with our other arm. Make sure you stretch nice and deep. Then we're going to take our arms and we're going to stretch it over our head and pull on the arm that's over our head with our opposite arm and just stretch it a little bit more. Get a nice stretch in, and then we're going to do the same with our opposite arm. Put it over your head and pull it over with your opposite arm, and stretch, stretch. If you bend to the side when you do that, that's okay. Just make sure you don't hurt yourself and be aware of your space. Now that we've stretched out our arm, we're gonna go ahead and stretch out our legs. Let's go ahead and straighten our legs out, and we're going to point our toes and then flex our feet. Point your toes and then flex our feet. You can do this only if you're sitting down with both feet, but if you're standing up, you can do it with one foot at a time. So go ahead and point, and flex. If you don't know what flexing your foot means, that means that you're basically pulling your toes up as far as you can towards your knee. And then you point your toe like a ballerina. So we're gonna point and flex two more times. Point and flex. And then we're gonna bend our knee. If you can, bend your knee to your chest and pull. Again, this works a little bit better if you're sitting down, but if you are standing up, you can practice your balance. So go ahead and pull that knee to your chest and hold it just for a little bit. All right, and now we're gonna switch legs. We're gonna pull our knee to our chest and hold it for just a little bit. Nice. Now that we've stretched out our legs and we've stretched out our arms, we're just gonna stretch out our neck a little bit too. So let's go ahead and roll our neck. Roll our neck like you're trying to touch your ear to your shoulder on one side, and then keep rolling to touch your ear on your shoulder on the other side. And then look down and then look up. And we're just rolling our heads in a circle, rolling our heads in a circle. And now we're going to go ahead and wiggle our fingers, wiggle our toes, and we're gonna shake it all out. Shake, shake, shake it all out. That's so great. Now that we're done with our stretches, it's time for Rella's Riddle. This is how Rella's Riddle works. First, I'm going to give you three hints. And then I'm gonna give you 10 seconds to guess. Are you ready? All right, here's hint number one. I'm a tall, woody plant that grows in the ground. Do you know what I am? Here's hint number two. Leaves and branches grow from my trunk. Ooh, I think that gave it away. Do you know what I am? Here's hint number three. I provide shade, produce oxygen, and can be found in forests and parks. Do you know what I am? You have a few more seconds to guess. All right, if you guessed a tree, you would be correct. And today, we have an amazing guest that's going to be coming on and sharing their book about trees. I'm so excited, aren't you? Let's go ahead and welcome them. Today, I'm going to be welcoming our special guest and friend. This is Anna, and she's going to come and read a special book that has to do with our riddle about trees. So, I mean, are trees important? And why do we need them? Anna is going to share with us her book, and I believe it's called The Tree Full of Wonder. So let's welcome her. Hi, Anna.
Hi.
Hi, how are you? I heard that you had a special book to share with us.
Yes, and it's called Tree Full of Wonder, and as you said, it's all about trees.
Wonderful. I am so excited to learn more about trees and more about your book. So can we go ahead and get started?
Yes, of course. So, let's read it. I'd like to introduce you to a dear old friend I know. It lives out in our garden during sunshine, rain, and snow. I'll offer you a little clue to guess just what it is. When wind is blowing through its limbs, I swear I hear it hiss. What's that? You need another clue to help you take a guess? In fall, it drops its leaves and makes the garden look a mess. It's magical and colorful in summer, fall, and spring. It's something I appreciate much more than anything. Well, that was fast. Yes, you are right. The answer is a tree. I'll tell you why I love it so. Please listen carefully. It's magical. When we breathe out, the tree is breathing in, converting breath to oxygen with power from within. Communicating through their roots, the trees can say hello and share the nutrients they need to help each other grow. Without the trees, the weather could be dangerous and strange. They help protect our planet from unfriendly climate change. Trees also give us wood to make all kinds of useful things. The homes we live in, cool new books, and children's wooden swings. Some trees have nuts or other trees, like fig, pear, and cherry. They make us grow so big and strong, making us feel merry. Our trees are not just useful, they can also be great fun. I love to swing on branches in the warmth of summer sun. Perhaps I'll build a tree house and watch wildlife all around. I might spy deer or foxes as the birds sing out their songs. Some trees live for 100 years, some trees for even more, but all of them hide stories full of magic, love, and war. One story says, a tree was prized in 1651 for helping out a two-time king when he was on the run. The civil war was lost, but Charles II slipped away. When captures came, he hid inside the royal oak all day. In recent years, I've noticed we cut more trees than we need. It's not too late to fix it, but it's time to plant the seed. I love to plant new trees with all my friends who come around. We dig the holes together and place saplings in the ground. The little trees need water every day to help them grow. Their branches reach up high because of thirsty roots below. If we all show the beauty and importance of the trees, then we can make a difference, really. It will be a breeze. So next time that you see some trees, remember what they do. They've helped us through the ages. Now we must help them too. With gratitude inside my heart, I hug my lovely tree. It's full of wonder, magic, love. It's just like you and me.
Oh my goodness, that was such a beautiful book. Thank you so much. I just have a couple of questions for you.
Okay, go ahead.
Wonderful. So in the book, you said something about climate change and that trees can help with climate change. Can you tell us a little bit about what climate change is and why trees help?
So basically, climate change is when we start using a little bit too much of electricity, or when we put the lights too much on, or when we use too many computers at once, and then it starts to produce, or for example, when we drive a car too often or fly a plane, and then we start to produce all those horrible gases which make the planet become a little bit warmer. And what the trees do, they actually absorb those gases and they convert them into oxygen.
Oh, wow. I definitely know what you're talking about with the gases. Like when I'm in the car, sometimes I smell the gas.
Yeah.
Oh, and trees help with that.
Yes, they actually absorbing in the gases and they actually helping with the climate change.
Oh, beautiful. So I know that we can help by planting trees, but is there any other way that we can help besides planting trees?
Of course, there's many ways we can do it every day. So for example, if you think about it, we can recycle the paper. Do you know what recycling means? Yeah, we can put it in the recycling bin and then it being used over and over again. Well, hopefully more than once. You know, it's that kind of an idea. We can also reuse the paper. So for example, what I'm doing at home when I'm printing something on one page and I don't need it anymore, then I use that as my notepad and I use the other side of the paper. You know, just simple things like that where you can actually use something before you throw it away and again put that into the recycling bin. The other thing you can do is instead of buying new books, maybe you want to go to the library and borrow a book, you know, or maybe you want to share with friends and, you know, just little things like that which can help to save a little bit more paper, which is made from trees. So anything we are actually making from wood, maybe we can save a little bit when we buy the recycled paper. Yeah, and also, you know, there is planting trees, obviously is the obvious one, but appreciating and loving the nature and walking in the forest and giving a tree a hug, or, you know, talking with your friends how amazing it is to be in the forest. Like when you go to the forest, notice that the air is different, it smells different, it's like it's much fresher and you can actually breathe like fully and your chest is opening up a little bit more. So, you know, it's like going there and experiencing it and loving the trees and hugging them. I think that helps a lot.
Oh my goodness, I love all those things. I love walking outside and I love going to the library. Thank you so much for sharing your book and all of those tips with us today.
Oh, you're very welcome. It was a pleasure.
And I would love to know if we would like to see the beautiful artwork that is in your book, and if you have more books, where would we find them?
You can always purchase them on Amazon. So if you just put Tree Full of Wonder, then you can find them there.
Wonderful. Well, thank you so much for sharing this with us, Anna. I hope you come back and share another book with us soon.
Of course I will. Thank you so much for inviting me.
Thanks. Bye.
Bye.
I hope you enjoyed that story as much as I did. And if you did, you can find the links to purchase it down in the description below. There's also something special for you today, and that is an interactive activity that actually has to do with the book today. If you would like that, you can find it linked in the description below as well. If you would like to become a co-creator, you can go to relabybooks.com/want-to-participate, or you can just click on the Want to Participate tab. Once you're there, you can type in your own idea for a story, and then behind the scenes magic will send it to an email for you, and it may just be read on the show. I really encourage you to go and check it out. You can also check out my Relabee Books YouTube channel, where you can see all of the amazing illustrations and have a more visual experience. It's so much fun and I hope to see you there. Ooh, you know what time it is. Show us, co-creators in the app. Tell me, tap, tap, tap. Hello, smartphone, tell us today. Did all our friends have fun and play? I hear my friends, Grace, Ava, Mia, Emily, and Alexander, had fun today. Won't you come and join me another day? So that's all I have for you for today, but I hope I'll see you another day. Toodles.